Welcome back. So today I'm going to check out another beer from Three Floyds Brewing. Back Masking. This is a oatmeal stout. 8% ABV. And thank you to Tim and Avery for getting this for me. So I don't know a price. I've done Three Floyds, and I actually just did one before this. If you've had any Three Floyds beers, leave a comment down below. Tell me which one you like the best. For me, it's Gumball Head. Packaged on 12/5/23. This is second week in February. So this should be good. Wow. Took me that long to get through. This has been sitting out almost an hour. Holy cow. I've done three other reviews in usually 10 minutes. So I guess that's right. Just seems weird that it would take that long. It's probably been 45. So it's going to be up to you. Do you let these come up to room temp? Do you not even put them in the fridge? Some of my friends don't even put them in the fridge. They just put them in the basement and they drink them when they want. Yeah, that head's probably going to stay up there a little bit. Back Masking. I don't get it if it's supposed to be something. I mean, obviously, there's a goat head. I'm guessing that's a skeleton. Then no face. I'll have to get up for this one. So if we start here, there's no face. I was actually thinking, because of the colors, is it supposed to be like something with Slipknot? I don't know if it is or not. But, I mean, they can call beers whatever they want. I don't care. Light chocolatey colored head. Pretty much all small bubbles. They're starting to pop, though, so they're starting to get some peaks and valleys in there. From that pour, about a finger and a half of head. Yeah. I'm going to go dark brown. That does not look black. It almost looks like a dark coffee porter. This one, I'll just go straight to the light. Did that turn on? There we go. Hopefully. Oh, you can't see through it. Is that focused on that? What's this thing focusing on? Huh. I guess from that, you, man, with that light hitting off of it, it is dark brown. It is not black, but the light's not going through it, so I guess we have to say black, huh? I mean, it's definitely not the color of this. Are those the same color? And they are in the camera, but with those lights, yeah, it's not. Does it really matter? No. Let's get on to the smell. Is this just like a, I don't know anything about this, and I don't want to read about it, but like tobacco, vanilla, leather, dark fruit is what I get out of that first smell. Why is that tobacco smell? I mean, that's coming through. Like a, yeah, tobacco, leathery, I would say light Tootsie Roll, chocolate, light Tootsie Roll chocolate smell. What? I mean, I did sneeze in the other video, but molasses. Like a dark brown sugar molasses. I still get that tobacco leather, though. But I'm going to say this has, like, molasses or dark brown sugar in it. Let's go ahead and taste. I mean, for 8%, that's a big smell. Medium body. man, it's like a... And I was actually thinking about this a couple days ago. Like, where are all the standard stouts? This kind of tastes like a standard stout. Like an old school, bitter... I mean, I don't know if the oatmeal is doing a lot. It's still... It's kind of thin. I guess you could say mouthfeel, slick mouthfeel. But kind of a thin, bitter, chocolate, light coffee stout. Oh, I bet you scores are low on this one. There is like some creamy softness in there, but a lot there, darker malts, but not burnt. Like just a touch of ash, like charred malts are in there. The bitterness is what I really feel. Probably 65. 70 on the bitterness. I'm not understanding this beer. Do I need to? No. It does have a record player. So is it something... I wonder if it's something like Slipknot related. Oh, they're from Iowa, right? Huh. I guess it could be a different band. Huh. I don't know what to think about this. I like it. I like that bitterness, but it's kind of bland. Like, I want more chocolate, or I want more bitter coffee. I want more of something. And it's kind of just like a grainy, in-your-face beer. I think it's a little too overdone for my liking. I like bitter coffee. I drink my coffee cold. But this is like, it's a little too much. So on this one, I would have to go 3.75 out of 5. Let's check Untappd. See what they're saying. Oh, the camera's still on. Or the thing is still on. 14 of my friends have checked this in. 3.93. So I'm actually kind of low. Almost 27,000 people, 3.91. What am I missing? 32 IBUs. So perceived bitterness is a lot more. Isn't that light for a stout? 32 IBUs? Usually they have more than IPAs. This person gave it a 3.75 also. Oatmeal smooth dark sweet coffee. Oh, a recording technique in which a sound or message is recorded backwards on the track that is meant to be played forward. That makes total sense. I understand everything now. Good thing they put that on there because I had no clue what that meant. But, 3.75, 4. They had the thing too. 4. Dark, complex, very light for the style. 3.75. Has a nice bite. Yeah, that's what I thought. Very good. 4.5. That's or 4.25. Yeah. Yeah, definitely one to pick up and try if you're into stouts, oatmeal stouts. I think you'll be okay with it. Would I pick this up again? I don't think I would. I need a little bit more depth. I appreciate what they did in this, but I want that chocolate. I want that coffee. I think that bitterness is a little too much, especially if I'm perceiving 65, 70. I'm not saying I'm an expert in tasting bitterness or anything, but I think most of the time I get around there. And usually your stouts are going to be have higher IBUs than your IPAs. So I think it's just a little overdone, and that's my opinion. Everybody else thinks a little different. Drink it. Buy a 4-pack, buy a 6-pack. That's a good thing about craft beer. We can all have our own favorites.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.